Good morning. It's September 12th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Full of Trouble, and the music you're listening to is Barbara's Last Journey by Maurizio Malagnini. Man who is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. Job 14, 1-2. In the last few years, I've had the following occur in my extended family and close friends at church. Death from metastatic pancreatic cancer, squamous cell cancer of the ear canal and of the eyelid, a fatal fall from a motorcycle, a broken wrist, a broken hip, cancer of the thyroid, metastatic lymphoma, a fatal car wreck, death after a fall, death from metastatic breast cancer, hip replacements, liver failure and transplant, a baby with a major chromosomal error, death from complication of heart surgery, death from ALS, Parkinson's disease, loss of a business, wealth to poverty, loss of jobs, and the list could well go on and on. The remarkable thing is that anyone reading this could undoubtedly make a similar list just from their, quote, inner circle, unquote. This life is full of trouble indeed, always has been and always will be. Once the new Christian gets over the honeymoon period in their love of Jesus, they rapidly discover that all of what he taught us is true, including the fact that this life will be painful and full of sacrifice. Life doesn't become a bed of roses for the believer, unless you want to consider it similar to walking barefoot through that bed and enduring the thorns. But if our days were not full of trouble, if we didn't realize that our loved ones are only on loan, if prosperity followed us continually, if there, quote, were not at least a few clouds in the sky, unquote, as Charles Spurgeon used to say, we would certainly begin to do exactly what Christ warned us against. We could too easily start to love the things of this world. The recognition that we are not above adversity will keep us humble. And humility, you will recall, is precisely what God requires of us. Micah 6:8. Every time man decides that he can do it himself and has no need of God, he invariably proves himself a fool. Both our prosperity and our health are unfortunately transient. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. The name of the Lord be praised. Job 1:21. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Matthew 6:19. All of us have a tendency to see affliction as our trials in this life, but prosperity and good fortune perpetually can be a fiery trial in themselves, according to Charles Spurgeon. Affliction, though they seem severe, and mercy oft are sent. Recall the Doing Life on the song Blessings by Laura Story. Quote, we pray for blessings. We pray for peace, comfort for family, and protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. But all the while you hear each spoken need, but love us way too much to give us less of things. But what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Don't let this be a downer. It's a spiritual reality check. If you're living your life confident that you have no need of any help, really from anyone, because you've got it under control, well, you're in for a shock one of these days. Our Savior's all about relationship. He wants you to trust him with your losses and trust him with your wins. It's all a gift, remember? Job had that part right for sure. Remember, it's not so much that God is in the events that befall you. It's that through you, your response can be a light to others, a light that directs them to him. If you're in the midst of a bad time in the pandemic of 2020, if the hits just keep on coming, thank God that his offer is eternal. We're promised a life of no more tears, no more sadness, forever. That's a good deal. I'd seriously consider taking him up on the offer, if you haven't thus far. Dear Heavenly Father, We love you. We trust that you want only what is best for us, even if it doesn't seem good for us at the time. The disease that leads to resolve, the poverty that leads to perseverance, the loss that leads to a new appreciation for what we do have. All are gifts from above, blessings in disguise. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.